Hi, Sean.
Hi.
We can get started here with Manolo.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah. Please, Sean, could you take us through the process of what happened to you? You know, from our perspectives of writers, it doesn't look like a piece of cake. What happened to you? And you know, you have it tougher because you have to go play baseball for 6 months after what happened. Could you take us through what happened first and all a bit more about this very tough situation?
Yeah. No, I understand the confusion. It was a weird thing. So I woke up, it's like January 28th. I don't remember the exact date. And I just had chest pains. I felt like, you know, tightness in my chest. So I figured it was COVID, but it just kept getting worse. And so we went to the ER. They did a chest x-ray and they said, you know, your lungs fully collapsed. We have to do a surgery right now. So it kind of sprung up on me too. As far as what caused it, we don't really know. I can't pinpoint anything. May have been a cough I had in my sleep. But honestly, you know, they call it spontaneous pneumothorax, and it just sometimes happens.
Yeah, the other thing, are you very optimistic that you're going to be able to, you know, get in fantastic shape to be able to start the season behind the plate? And on the other hand, you know, it gives you probably a little bit of more peace of mind to know that you have so many catchers here. You have Austin from last year. You have some minor league veterans as well. And you also have Aramis now.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as, you know, my goals for getting back, I just want to get back by the end of spring training, play a few games and be ready for opening day. I feel good so far. Did a little baseball activity yesterday. Going to play some light catch today. So far, I haven't run into anything that's, you know, bothering me or been an issue. So I think at this point, I'm really optimistic for opening day. But we're sort of in uncharted territories as far as this, you know, injury or whatever I had. You know, it's not very common. So we're playing it by ear. But, you know, so far, I think I feel really good. And the doctors and surgeons think that opening day should be very feasible.
Matt.
Hi, Sean. Good to see you. Just to clarify, when we talked to David Force, he said he made it sound as though the surgery was sort of an option, like it could have gone either way. But it sounds more from what you're saying, like that you were told that it was pretty necessary at that point in a sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me clear that up. So the first surgery was to put a chest tube in. That one had to be done just to make sure my, you know, lung didn't collapse and kill me, basically. So that one had to be done. The second surgery was where the decision came in. So usually when this happens, they usually just kind of reinflate the lung, put the chest tube in and get the air out of the chest cavity, and then leave it at that and let it heal. But there is a surgery where they can essentially prop up the lung against your chest wall and, you know, decreases the chance of it happening again. So we decided to go with that because of how much we fly, because flying is sort of a risk factor for this reoccurring. So just for my own peace of mind, I decided to get the surgery to, you know, just not be worried every time the plane takes off, it's going to happen again. So I was given the option to do it. And so I took the option. And obviously we went back and forth on whether or not we would get this kind of optional one. But at the end of the day, we decided that peace of mind was a little more valuable.
And how long after the first surgery was the second one?
2 days, 3 days.
And then it just, I mean, it sounds like this was, could have been, was pretty serious. What was your sort of, I guess, was it frightening? Was it concerning? How did you feel through the process?
Yes. Obviously, you know, I was a little scared going into the ER, you know, with something like this. And the doctor told me, you know, we got to have surgery. So, you know, when you hear a collapsed lung, it's much scarier than what it in reality is. Thank God for modern medicine. I was scared initially, and then I was reassured by the doctors and everything that I would get back to a, you know, a normal level of activity and feel fine fairly shortly.
Martin.
Hey, Sean. Good to see you again. I'm glad you're doing it.
What have been your thoughts just overall, you know, especially this offseason, the last couple of weeks, the additions the team's made, especially in the bullpen and Just overall the outlook heading into the season, it seems like they've done a pretty good job here of kind of filling holes that might've been left over from, you know, earlier on in the off season.
Yeah, I love it. Anytime you can bring in veterans, bring him back, use is awesome. We love that guy here. And so we're thrilled to have him back. You know, a guy like Romo, it's great to have in the bullpen, a veteran guy who you can put in any situation, really. It's good to see them bring in some vets, some guys who, you know, are committed to winning. And, yeah, I think we're very excited about the season.
Vince?
Good morning, Sean. A couple of things. Just looking at the rotation has basically come back intact. Guys that you've worked with now for, you know, more than a year. For yourself included and learning them and them learning the league, where do you think the process is for the young pitchers, Lizardo, even, you know, Manaea and Chris, even to the extent of being a starting pitcher consistently in the rotation, what continues the path that got you guys to the postseason and keeps that going?
I think that, you know, as far as my relationship with them, it's going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to communicate. You know, I'll let them know where I think maybe they weren't doing so well and what they were doing well. You know, their growth comes down, you know, how well they worked in the offseason and all that stuff. And I trust all those guys did what they had to do. You know, the camaraderie with these guys is big. The competition between them is great. So it's great to have all of them back. I love work.
And the challenge as a catcher, because your prime responsibility is getting those guys through games, but September really elevated your game offensively. Was it a case of just the normal process of a young player learning his strike zone better? Did you make a conscious effort, whether it was an adjustment, one that allowed you to find a little more consistency offensively in that month and into the postseason?
Yeah. I mean, we made a couple of changes, nothing major. Just a few things as far as contact point and just some minor details. But at the end of the day, it was I was pressing a little bit and then I wasn't comfortable and I wasn't seeing the ball great. You know, all those things add up. And I, you know, a couple hits started to fall and I started to get some confidence back. And, you know, that's one of the battles of baseball is, you know, you can't let those, you know, bad weeks turn into bad months.
Anthony?
Hey, Sean, Anthony Flores with the NBC Bay Area. Because you've had the collapse on, is there more concern now with COVID being out there and making sure you're being safe? Not that you weren't before, but just making sure that you're taking those precautions?
Not really. Believe it or not, it's not much of a risk factor. That was a question I asked, you know, almost immediately after. I was like, you know, is this a bigger issue for me? And they said, no, shouldn't be any worse for you than it would have been before.
And you mentioned you've done a few baseball things. Was there something that you, or a moment you said, okay, this is fine? Or are there any restrictions that you're going through as you ramp up to return for spring training?
Yeah, there's a couple things. You know, I won't start hitting for a few days yet. Working on some scar tissue in my ribs just from the surgeries. But, you know, honestly, I feel really good. I caught off a machine yesterday and all that felt great. I was really happy about that. Just a few rotational things. We'll wait a little bit longer and then we'll start to ramp up.
Is there frustration or just kind of being anxious, just kind of watching the other guys go through everything where you're kind of just, you know, waiting back to recover?
More relief, as I've started to feel much better. You know, these things a couple weeks ago, I felt, you know, terrible recovering from surgery and, you know, I think I've healed really well. Certain things have, you know, turned around. I feel great moving. I was good in the weight room today. So, you know, obviously I want to be out there and there is frustration, but at this point it's more relief that I feel so good.
Thanks, Sean.
Yep.
Alex?
Hey, Sean. Obviously, Aramis Garcia, you know, just joined the team. You haven't spent that much time around him, but I was curious, maybe based on the limited time that you have spent, if you have any like initial impressions on his approach behind the plate.
Fortunately, I haven't gotten to spend too much time with the guys. I've kind of been separated off from the team just because of COVID regulations and whatnot. I played against him in San Jose and Sacramento. I can tell you that he killed us in San Jose. So I think we're happy to have him on our team.
Got it. Thanks.
Shana?
Hey, Sean. Yep. Just a specific question, but how long after the surgery did you start to feel good? What were the weeks like where you said you were feeling kind of iffy?
I mean, just letting those stitches heal and, you know, the wounds kind of close up. Obviously, I was, you know, eager to do something, but I just kept getting reminded that, you know, I need the rest. So, you know, anytime after a surgery, you feel bad and you're like, oh, man, will I ever feel good again? You know, over the last 10 days, you know, I could say I've made big strides and, you know, hopefully continue to do that.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Yep.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.